There's so much misconception about when they write it up. Even in my bio, I believe that's wrote there, you know, that we performed with, or played with, or recorded with McCartney. But yes, that's true. But I played cowbell. I played a cowbell.
That counts, dude.
And made street sounds. You know, McCartney recorded a Mardi Gras song, and I believe it was only heard here in New Orleans on OZ during that particular Mardi Gras time, that particular season.
On WWOZ.
Never ever heard again. You know, I mean, if somebody out there on the planet has that copy of that, I would love to hear it.
Wow.
Because it was a fun song. It was a really fun song. And, but, you know, he had recorded the track with his band, and then he wanted, I think it may have been Earl King that did it, getting the street sound, the sounds of the street to be in the track.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was, via microphones in the studio, I don't remember how many, Leo Nocentelli may have been there, I don't think Art was there, and I don't remember seeing Zig there. But Earl King, Curly Moe, Benny Spellman, you know, and a few other, Eldridge Holmes, you know, we were all in with cowbells, and we were just screaming and making noise, and we would move across the room, you know, from one microphone to another side of the. So they in the track, towards the end of the track, you can hear the cowbells and the screaming and the shouts and whistling, throw me something, Mr. Stuff, move from one side of the thing to the other side of the record, you know, and back, you know.
That's pretty clever.
That's what we did.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, I think it counts. I think it counts, but you're the judge, you know.